The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, I'm going to go back to John. Appreciate you holding on. Sorry to have interrupted you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you, Joey?
I am good. All right, so back to your train of thought.
Okay, my train of thought is it's a matter of perspective. Like with coronavirus, I don't want to be one of those people that walks around with rubber gloves and mask.
Right.
But I also don't want to be one of those people that gets angry at people for not seeing it as being blown away out of proportion, even if it is a thing. Okay, let's say it's a real thing, but look at it on its face. Okay, like when people say Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, well, they're both wings of the same bird. Why don't you just say American?
Right.
You know, isn't it just easy to say that? So the fact is like yesterday on YouTube, Mr. Reagan put out a video about Italy lying about some of their numbers because like people are dying of cancer and they're calling it coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it for what it is and stand back and say, okay, it is a thing. So you don't want to get mad at people for not seeing it as a hoax, but I don't want to go full other board and call it a hoax. But if you stand back and look at it for what it is, old people dying during flu season as the seasons change from winter to spring. It happens every year of existence. And I think they're rebranding allergy season. Even the comedian on YouTube put a challenge up, Owen Benjamin, who knows over a million people in every single continent, said, show me one person that I could look up on the Social Security Index death record that I could look up. Unicycle deaths on the CDC website, unicycle deaths and rabies are still above this. I have friends that fought in a war based on lies that came back addicted to heroin and died and that I knew. I have people that were in Vietnam that came back as alcoholics because they couldn't sleep because of what they did to them with Agent Orange.
Right.
I'm just thinking the rebranding allergy season because everything is tied together. Yep. The New York Stock Exchange is tied into pharmaceuticals, which is tied into healthcare, tied into big government, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not freaking out about it, but at the same time, I'm not going to change my whole life because a few people are scared of the sniffles.
Yeah.
And I understand the whole Georgia thing, them going to New York, that's courageous and noble and honorable. I can appreciate that. I really can. But I'm not going to wrap my kids in saran wrap and lock our doors shut with 3-inch screws over sniffles.
Yeah. I agree with you, John. I think there's been a bit of hysteria over this, and you know, we have never seen our country and the world for that matter literally closed down because of the flu. And as it stands right now, there's still been more people die in the United States from the flu this year than of the coronavirus. Now, I don't want to minimize this pandemic because it's a lot more viral. And for an older person to, right now the numbers still stand that if you're an older person and your immune system is weak because of underlying conditions, you're more likely to die from coronavirus if you get it than you would if you got the flu. But the numbers are still there. There's still been more people die of the flu.
Joey, can I make one last point?
You sure can.
All right. Last week, like we were making, of course, you're making jokes about it here and there at work, like calling it, Corona Bana Canistana Quarantina or Coronu, or if it was Japanese, would it be Koro Nichiwa? Mm-hmm. Well, last week was St. Patrick's Day. You know, if it was Irish, would it be a Coronish hen? And on St. Patrick's Day, the Greenville News here locally had the very first coronavirus death in South Carolina was the headline, and it had a picture of two guys bagging up corn dogs. It gave no name, no age, no picture, no gender. You can claim HIPAA Act. You can claim HIPAA Act. But that only covers the picture and the name. You're telling me you couldn't tell me an age or a gender, but Elizabeth LaFleur, the reporter for the Greenville News, allegedly gave all eight names of the old folks' home that they died in.
Yeah. What do you, well, quickly, John, what do you make of this? Have you read and seen some of the images? And this, there's this one particular image that's widely distributed on social media and other internet sites of these 5,000 urns being delivered to this Chinese funeral home.
Put that in perspective. You and I can go on Amazon and buy orange road cones, and we're one click away from making traffic go where we want to. That proves nothing.
That's true. But I mean, I think
I bought 5,000 urns. I bought 5,000 Pokemon cards.
But I think part of the argument is that maybe they're underreporting their numbers, though. If you've got a funeral home who has ordered 10,000 urns because they made 5,000 deliveries within 2 days.
But Joey, listen, I have friends at work that are freaking out about it, and I asked them a simple question, and I said, "How many people do you know in China, boots on the ground?" And all of them said zero. I said, "Well, guess what? I have a friend in Hong Kong that I talk to, and I can talk to every night if I want to."
Sure.
And they have things under control. It's like, who do you know that you actually can say this is a real person in flesh and blood? And if Owen Benjamin knows a million people throughout all six continents, and I know people through lots of continents, and I have contacts in Russia, Turkey, Germany, UK, Australia, just like everybody else, we all know people that have put a gun to their head or had heroin overdose or cancer. But
and we're going to see more of that.
Okay, the Greenville News is the prime example. I still haven't found one prime example where you have a name I can look up on the Social Security Death Index.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly there's a lot of interesting facts being tossed around.
The doctor that died, his name was Wei Lying. Okay, Wei Lying. And then they said that one Iranian retired member of parliament, his name was Hossein Sheikh Holeslam. Really? Yeah. Like, these are not real names.
Well,
these are not real people.
And I get where you're headed. Appreciate your phone call and your time, John. I get where you're headed there. But we do have to there are people dying. There are families who are being affected by this, and if we can restrict our travel a little longer, if we can washing your hands is just common sense. Trying to keep your hands away from your face and rubbing your eyes and your nose and all, that's just common sense. You learn that when you're a kid anyway.